listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, Dwight Shetler. He's the president of Ambassadors of Reconciliation. Dwight, welcome to His Time.
Well, thank you so much, Andy. It is a privilege to be here with you.
I always love talking with our friends at Ambassadors of Reconciliation, learning ways that, we can be at peace with one another. And Ambassadors does a great job of helping me with that, and I know many of our listeners as well. Dwight, tell us a little bit about Ambassadors of Reconciliation, a little bit about the history of it, and then where did you come into the history of that as well?
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, so Ambassadors of Reconciliation is a ministry, a Lutheran ministry, where an RSO, recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and we exist to help Lutherans and their churches live, proclaim, and cultivate lifestyles of reconciliation. Now, that's kind of a mouthful. When someone asks me on the street or on an airplane what I do, my simple answer is we help people respond to conflict and reconcile relationships according to the Bible. And that's why Ambassadors exists. It was started about 11 years ago by my colleague Ted Kober. It was birthed out of another organization called Peacemaker Ministries. And Peacemaker serves the broader Christian community. And about that time, 11 years ago, it was felt that it was time to bring the many gifts of our Lutheran practice reconciliation, and that's why Ambassadors was founded. I got into it, was introduced to it several years ago, interestingly, as a party to a conflict in my church. I'm a layman, and I was a lay leader at my church, and it was in the midst of that we decided we needed to call Ambassadors of Reconciliation in for some assistance. And we only have a few minutes, so I can't give you the whole story, but the short version of that story is it really changed my life. As an executive of a large corporation, I was taking many of the practices that I had learned there, used them in how I was leading my church, and that clearly wasn't appropriate. But Ambassadors came to assist us church-wide and helped us see the power of the gospel in action, and helped us heal through that experience. And then it was through that it was actually my wife who identified first that she thought maybe God was taking us in a different direction, and that ended up being the case. So I left my former career and came to do this sort of ministry full-time about 6 years ago, and I've been on staff at Ambassadors for about 2.5 years.
Very good. Well, what are the things that Ambassadors of Reconciliation does today? What do you offer throughout the year that help us do that, help us live lives of reconciliation?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things that we do offer. We offer resources in the form of Bible studies and various resources that can be purchased and studied individually or as groups. We offer training programs where we train people to be reconcilers in their own communities and in their own churches. And we have reconciliation services where we can come in and assist individuals, couples, families, churches, or schools in working through difficult conflicts. And we do all of that based on God's Word and the Lutheran Confessions. And so there's many ways that Ambassadors can assist, and we're happy to do so.
Well, let's talk about conference. What happens at an Ambassadors of Reconciliation conference?
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to hold our second conference. We had our first one in 2015. So what happens is that we have it's an opportunity for people who are excited about or want to learn about reconciliation and living a lifestyle of reconciliation. They can come together around God's Word and to learn, to be inspired by speakers, and to fellowship with one another. And as they are living the lifestyle of reconciliation. So our conference that's coming up is going to be the first week of May, May 5, 6, and 7 in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we'll have plenary speakers. So Ted Kober, the founder of Ambassadors of Reconciliation, is going to be one of the plenary speakers, and Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Gibbs from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis will be another speaker. And we'll have several opportunities to hear from these gentlemen. And we're going to have also a day full of workshops on a variety of different topics, all reconciliation related. Things like, how do I respond to someone when I'm feeling I simply can't forgive them? Or how do I deal with issues in my own family? How can I apply confession and forgiveness within my own family? Things like that. So it's very practical, very applicable to one's everyday life. They can take it back, what they learn, and apply it at home, at church, in the workplace, in their communities, as they are ambassadors for Christ. And I shine the light of his gospel in all of these situations.
And so, preparing for this conference, who might like to come to this conference in May? Who might come? What, 3 days in May?
Right. It'll be a Thursday evening through noon on Saturday. So it's essentially 2 days, day and a half, 2 days in length. But who would be interested? Anyone who is interested in learning more? Maybe they've never heard of reconciliation. They can come and learn about what does Scripture have to say about that. We're going to have a workshop track that Ted will be leading that is based on a new Bible study that we're in the midst of publishing right now. And it's entitled, Go and Be Reconciled, What Does This Mean? So it's a catechism-style approach. So we have questions followed by Scriptures that people can use to help answer those questions. And it's based on Luther's Small Catechism. So each of the lessons is going to cover one of the chief parts of Christian doctrine as laid out in Luther's Small Catechism. So somebody brand new can come and learn about reconciliation through that workshop series. People who are professional church workers and want to be able to assist the parishioners in their parish can come and learn about how they can apply these principles and guide someone who ends up in their office needing some assistance. So we'll have pre-conference training events as well as workshops that they can take back with them to their workplace. And then also, if somebody is very involved already in reconciliation, if they're a trained reconciler, they can come and take part in workshops that are more advanced and targeted specifically to them, so they can continue to refine their craft, to refine their abilities in this area. So it's really geared toward a wide spectrum of people, from the very new, looking for an introduction, to those who have been involved for many years already.
What were some of the highlights from last year's conference for you that you're really hoping will be a part of this year's conference?
Well, I must tell you, when we first planned our initial conference, our thought was we would have it on a triennial basis, consistent with our synodical calendar. But after we had our first event last year, the feedback was so phenomenal that we decided we need to make this an annual event. And what people really responded to is the fact that this is a chance to fellowship together in sharing how the basics of our faith can be so applicable to everyday life, and how we can rejoice in the fact that through the reconciliation of our Savior, we can be sharing that with one another. So the fellowship is one of the biggest things that caused us to, in the feedback that we got, that caused people to say, you really need to do this annually, to give everyone a chance to not only learn, but to refresh and enjoy the time together as they talk about how this ministry is affecting so many people.
What did those who attended last year say that, or what was so significant for them? They said that we need to do this every year.
Yeah. So just as I described, there's a wide spectrum of people who would be interested in attending. The answer to that question has a wide spectrum as well. So as people came to just find out what this is about, there were a number of people who were very moved by what they heard. Lifelong Christians, lifelong Lutherans came up to us and said, I've been in the church all of my life. I never realized how these scriptures applies to my everyday life, in my everyday relationships. So that was one of the things. For the people who have been involved for some time, coming back to get refreshed, to get not retrained, but get just a refreshing aspect to their practice. They get a renewed interest and inspiration, because there's so many stories that are told of how God works through His people, how relationships are reconciled, and people are lifted by that, and they want to be part of that, and so they desire to hear more of those sorts of things, and they didn't want to wait another couple of years.
Well, how can we be a part of this year's conference in May 5th through the 7th? And you mentioned there are also some training sessions, pre-conference training sessions as well.
That's right. So the rough calendar is, the conference itself is May 5, 6, and 7. They're starting on a Thursday evening, May 5th. And that'll begin at 7 o'clock on Thursday, end at noon on Saturday. And you can go to our website, and that's www.hisaor.org. And there's a link there for the conference, and you can click that to get all the details. Now, on Monday through Thursday of that week, we have a number of pre-conference training opportunities as well. And there's a course on coaching people through conflict, another course mediating people through conflict, and the third course, reconciling husbands and wives. Each of those are two-day events, and there's a number of options for people to sign up for those as well. So if people come for the full week, it's a Monday morning through Saturday noon event, and frankly, most of the people at this year's event are coming for the full week because they're interested in all of that training.
Wow. So the website again, hisaor.org, correct?
That's right.
And you can find out more about the conference. Where is it taking place this year?
Okay, Charlotte, North Carolina, at Messiah Lutheran Church.
Well, very good. So now's the time to mark your calendars and start making your travel arrangements and get registered.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Thank you very much for your time today. God's blessings on your preparations for the conference. Dwight Shetler, President of Ambassadors of Reconciliation. Thanks for being our guest on His Time.
It is my privilege. Thanks so much, Andy, for sharing this time with me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Coming up in just a little bit more, His Time to Sanctify Your Morning. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.